I hope you had a fine day and a blessed day. It's been, I hope you had, or you had also a blessed week. This is my first episode. It's for this podcast series, talking the environment with Pascal. So I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Pascal Shun. I'm from Zimbabwe. I am a climate change activist. I work with climate change reality. I also work with Climate Change Opportunities Africa. Furthermore, I'm also doing podcasts like what you can say. I am a student. I am currently studying my undergraduate degree in geography and environmental studies. It's a 4-year program, and I'm doing it with Midland State University, Zimbabwe. I am very passionate about this area, environmental awareness. I'm interested in environmental legislation, ESGs, environmental, social, and governance indicators and evaluations. Those are some of the areas which I'm interested in. And sustainable finance, I'm also interested in those areas. So what influenced me to take this road, to be a climate activist, to take geography and environmental studies? So it's basically on a personal level. I come from Mashingo. That's, although I stay in Harare, that's where I reside. I come from Mashingo. Mashingo, it's when you look at agricultural regions, it's region 4, which in Zimbabwe would mean it's hot. It's almostly possesses semi or arid conditions, the greater part of it, and it has been hit hard by climate change. So I have come to experience climate change on a personal level. My parents are now in their early 70s. My mom, she's in her late 60s. So they depend on agriculture. So agriculture sector, as you know, it has been affected, and it has been affected heavily by climate change globally. So either it could be due to extreme conditions, which could be flooding, either it could be extreme conditions, which could be decrease in rainfall quantity and changing patterns. So those are some of the issues that have affected me on a personal level, because I know certain times I have to worry about my parents, and because at times the produce, it's slower, is what it, that means even food security for the family sometimes is compromised. That means we, because I also have brothers, that means they have to chip in. But you come to experience, because certain times also people, parents also need to depend on their own sometimes. That's their personal decision. So they have come to experience that, and I have come to say that that it has also troubled them. Because agriculture is also who you are certain times, especially when you are living in the rural. So it also defines you. It's also part of the society. So you have to partake in those activities to show that you are part of that society. So as you can see, it's climate change. Saying it from a near experience, I would say it's affecting. But when we look at it on a national level in Zimbabwe, the issue of climate change, as you can understand, is mainly caused by human activities, especially when you look at when people go the business as usual concept, not realizing that the earth also needs to be to be taken care of, without properly managing, without properly putting strategies and policies that cater for environment, but also meeting the social and the economic element, which will be people and how they live and how they get and the jobs they get. So those are some of the issues that I have seen. So climate change on a national level in Zimbabwe has affected sectors such as you have said, the agricultural sector. You can look at you can also look at it from the perspective of tourism. Tourism, it has affected tourism, as you can see in, as you can from other studies such as and updates from BBC, I think they posted something 2 years ago, whereby they were talking of Victoria Falls, its quantities and the volumes that they used to receive in the basin, they have depreciated, they have decreased. This basically because of change in climate, quantity of rainfall, and so and so. So it has affected. You can also look at trade. Trade is always aligned to agriculture. As you know, Southern Africa is heavily dependent on agriculture sector, especially Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, we depend much on mining and agriculture. So the agriculture sector has been affected. The trade sector has been affected, as we there has been reduction in the foreign currency which we get. So this has even affected a lot of other sectors, and the revenue generation. And also look at it, revenue also contributes to the national budget. So a lot of other things which could be financed. They have been, projects have been stopped. Some of them, especially those by the government, and even companies on individual that used to trade, they have been affected. They are no longer performing to their best. So this is why we should be very aware of climate change. We should take a look at our environmental management policies, our legislation. We should also abide to conventions, protocols, especially that deal with the environment related. What do I mean? The environment is broad. The wildlife, the vegetation, the water, the sky, the atmosphere. So we have to take care of this. Remember, the concept is when you look at it from an ecosystem approach, when one factor is affected, it also affects the other. You can look at it from a wildlife management perspective, or from just an ecosystem approach, whereby if you affect the grass either through deforestation or continuous deforestation, you end up affecting even the number of bugs, the number of, and it will also affect the number of the lions. Then even in controlling certain animals, you end up having more of them or less of certain animals, because remember, they will be eating, some of the animals will be eating that particular species that's in the, and also that particular species need also to be controlled. So there has to be some form of balance within the ecosystem. So those are some of the issues. We have had growth in certain animals, increase in certain animals, decrease in certain. Some are becoming extinct because of this. Certain conditions. Conditions have changed. You know, sub-Saharan, Southern Africa is basically savannah climate. So when this change, usually these changes, they are associated with impacts which could be deadly. Some which could, certain animals can also adapt, but it takes time. And in the time being, they will also be affected in their growth, and it's a problem. So These are some of the baselines we have seen, but there has been much input from the women's side globally. Besides pointing out the United Nations that have the women and men also have participated, but today we in this series we are going to talk about the participation of women. Women have participated in campaigns, in policy making, in wildlife management, is rangers, is policy makers, is lobbyists, either is activists. So we are going to take case studies such as people such as Vanessa Naketa. She's from Uganda. She's a climate activist. She's the one who was part of Fridays for Future. She has been doing a lot of activism. So we have to celebrate these people. Why does the girl child activism matter in environmental management and environmental awareness and in conservation? It matters because women generally are the ones who usually know much more about how do you keep such a species, if it could be a type of tree, and they are the ones who usually use those type of resources, firewood, water, because they have to remember at the end of the day they are the ones who are affected. If the wetland areas are affected, that means women, as we know, they are the ones usually do the homestead work. They have to travel more, so they are the ones who feel the pain. It's different from the men's side. The men's side usually when is the only one who is brought to the table to decide on a policy relating to environmental management or environment. And the problem is the men who understand it from not a close perspective, but from rather a distant one. So those are some of the issues why we should invite the women's side. There has been sustainable development goals on also bringing that talk about women being welcomed in also in policy making and other things in other perspective. And we also have seen countries' policies changing to meet women and to meet gender issues. So and even in gender mainstream policies. So those are some of the issues. So women should be celebrated, especially in this area. We have seen, as you saw in the COP25, Conference of Party 25, we saw Vanessa, we saw Lisa, Lausa, we saw the other one, Greta. They have been participating very much in this one, and as I can say, from school, from where I'm studying my undergrad, I can tell you there has been an increase in women's participation and women's in certain programs they are interested in environmental management and geography, and we have it's almost half of boys and females and male in the program. This is good because we know we have gender issues in policy making at a later stage will also be incorporated. So those are some of the issues. So we have seen the other classical example of women participation. We can look at Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg, we can look at the campaigns she has done, the 1 million campaign, there's so many campaigns she has done against certain countries, Even you can look at how much she has participated. She has participated. She has done. We can look at her achievements, the prizes she has got. Of course, we are not really focused on the prize, but also in raising awareness to the, especially in raising awareness to the youth. As you have many have said, in her book, no one is too small to make a change. When she talks about change, it's basically talking about change. As in, it doesn't have age. You can make change even when you are 70, even when you're 12, even when you're 15, either you're 8. It's a matter of your drive and your passion and your and how much you want that one. And sometimes it's how you, it's feeling also the adverse effects. It's feeling also empathy to others. It's that's the matter. So we have seen. Then we have Lausa from Germany. From Germany, some would mention as the Greta Thunberg of Germany. It depends on the person. But what I can say is, we are all contributing to environmental management and conservation, and we are all participating to sustain to the full achievement of sustainable development goals. It's not really about the person who is doing more and what, because the one that always come before, they also influence us, and we need that continuous push until we reach that place where we want to reach. So that's, I would say, climate activists as a person. We are doing okay, but we need to move further. Some are still in denial. They don't want to change. So those are some of the issues. Then we have in sectors such as wildlife management, we have CEOs, we have women in those areas. So those are some of the things we want to be achieved.